Did y'all catch that? You know your classic music, classic rock. That was Blue Sky. That was for you. That was for you. You have to turn your mics on. The little red button that says on. In the studio is Blue Sky Pest Control. We are now, well, let's wrap up real quick. For the strobe light, where does somebody find a squirrel strobe?
You can find them online, Amazon. It's the Evictor strobe light, E-V-I-C-T-O-R.
Evictor strobe. And what's Amazon have it listed there for?
Around $200. So.
And is it electric? Is it battery?
It's electric. You plug it in, and then it's activated by movement.
Outstanding. And you put that in your attic, and it just that light flashing drives the squirrels nuts and pushes them out?
Pushes them out, yeah. But number one, exclusion. Got to make sure there's no access points into the house for them.
All right, Tom, we appreciate the call. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Moving on to our next insect is ants. This is probably one of the most common questions we get as it relates to pest control. Is ants. And looking at the statistics y'all put here for us, I can see why.
There's a lot of them.
Oh, my gosh.
1.5 million ants per person on this planet?
Yeah.
We're outnumbered, man.
We're outnumbered.
We are outnumbered. And one of the things that I've always found is one of the most interesting, facts about ants is that the biomass. So basically, if you took all the ants on the earth and you weighed them, it would weigh more than all the people on the earth. It's kind of the simple way to put that. So there's a lot going on underneath us.
So 7 billion people are outweighed by
ants.
Not
insects, just ants.
And there's 12,000 species of ants?
That we know of.
That are discovered.
Oh my. That are discovered, that we know of.
Oh, my goodness.
Every continent but Antarctica.
So. Has ants.
How many different species are known to Arizona?
Arizona has one of the highest amount of species in the United States.
And is that just because of the variety of terrain we have?
It is. Same with scorpions. We have some of the highest different species or, amounts of different scorpions. We get these kind of sky islands like you get down towards southern Arizona where you have just kind of a really limited terrain that you just get certain kind of species that only live there. So, yeah, we have the highest amount of different ant species in the country.
So what do you recommend for people to, deal with their ants? First of all, should they? Should you just let them be? We're that outnumbered. We're not gonna kill them all off. Do you just let them be or do you try and control them?
Well, it all depends. You can have small little ants that are trailing up a tree in your backyard that don't sting. That might not be an issue to you, but most people I know don't like to see any ants. And so ants are not an easy thing to control. Positive ID of an ant species is really important. So you may treat ant species A one way, and it'll be effective. But if you do that same thing for ant species B, you could actually make the problem worse. And so treating ants yourself, unless you can make a positive ID, you got a microscope, all that kind of stuff, not always the most effective thing.
So if I want a positive ID, put a little stick down, throw it in a glass jar, bring it to you?
Yes, and it'll be left on my desk with all the other bugs and things that say, hey, what is this? So every day I come in and there's a new bag of maggots or ants or a dead rat or whatever it might be,
wow.
And I have to ID it. And
surprise, surprise, every morning, huh?
Yes, but if anyone out there has a bug that they're not sure what it is, let us know, and we'll be happy to ID for you.
So can I ship it, or does it have to – you said a dead rat. I mean, can all the insects be dead, or is it better alive? I see – flies wilt up and curl when they die.
Put it in a
especially
little...
after you hit them with the magazine.
That was my next thing. Is can you identify a flat bug?
I have, and sometimes our guys even bring me in the flat ones. But if you can send it in a plastic bag, just make sure you don't put it in a water bottle that's empty and has a little water in it, because then it decays and smells horrible on my desk.
That's special. I'm going to do that for your birthday just for fun now.
Yeah. Well, I had a big rat once that we caught, and that's a story for another time. It was a really good story, but I put it on our service manager's desk in a big bag, and I put a note on it since I get everything on my desk, and I said, hey, Elliot, can you ID this for me? I'm not sure what it is. He said that it left a mark on his desk and it like seeped through the bag over the weekend. So when he came in, it was quite a good smell. But
that's what Arizona homeowners wanted to hear on Saturday morning.
So
now, one of the most venom, or believed to be the venom and most toxic insect venom in the world, belongs to
the Arizona or the Maricopa harvester ant, or I won't give you the technical the name for it, the Latin name, but
because you don't know.
Pogonomeramix maricopa. So I got it. And I've been stung by it quite a few times. And I tell you, it hurts. And your lymph nodes will swell up. The area you get stung in, the hairs will stand up. It'll start to sweat in that area. But they have one of the most complex venoms of all insects. The only thing that's really comparable to it in such a complex, different types of venom is sea snakes. So luckily, you don't get stung by enough to kill you, but cattle have been killed by them before, things of that nature.
Maybe they just get swarmed.
I was swarmed as a child on our ranch out in Chandler, and it was bad.
Are these where can they be found? Are these desert dwellers, or are they landscaped areas that people can expect them in their backyards, or are they?
Yeah, we get them all over. If you've ever noticed, say an ant area out in a field or in a dirt area where you have kind of a cleared depression,
mm-hmm.
and you have it's cleared of rocks and all those kind of things. Harvester ants are the real large ants, and they clear out those areas. So there's a few species that we have here. And, they're definitely can be found in people's homes. Curtis found one in a yard in a residential area. Definitely in dirt fields, though, as well.
That's very interesting. And, yes, very good that the population is so low that – or the size of the ant so low that it takes a mass number.
Yeah, about 12 ants stings from this ant will kill a good-sized rat.
Oh, my goodness.
So
12.
Yeah.
So is that a viable ant or a rat battle technique?
If you can get the rat to sit still long enough, you know. So unfortunately, the rats don't go around stinging themselves for science like I do. So,
man, what sacrifice you guys make. It is that time of the show where we take a step into our digital newsroom and take a look at what's going on behind the scenes at Rosie on the House. And believe it or not, I made sure and selected only insect or pest control questions. You guys want to help me shoot through these real quick? I'm going to take that as a yes.
Yes.
Marilyn writes in and says, I am being plagued by pigeons. What can she do? Pigeons.
The flying rat.
Yes.
Yes. Well, you know, with pigeons, you need to, it's exclusion. Exclusion comes with most all pest problems. You don't want to have an area that's desirable to them. And so if you can exclude the areas that they're either nesting or roosting in, that's going to be your best bet.
Mark writes in and says, my family loves rabbits, but they are destroying everything. And everything we have tried to do, they have eluded thus far. HOA has a very limited amount of techniques and stuff that they will let put into their yard. What would be a good attempt or maybe a new strategy for Mark on rabbits?
I wonder if that scarecrow might help him out that the contact was telling us about earlier.
Until the president of the HOA walks by the front yard.
That might be fun.
I will tell you that scarecrow has been a great rabbit deterrent in the garden, so give that a shot. Something else that a lot of people say are radishes, and although they can kind of look like a weed, I don't know if they work against it, but everyone says if you plant a barrier of radish, rabbits don't like to cross that, and then you can eat it. So depending on the size of your area, try that. But I will tell you, the scarecrow is a lot easier. You don't have to water it. You don't have to condition the soil.
Eat the radish or the rabbit?
Both. Man, what do you think's in my gumbo pot at home? What about flies? Diana says, my backyard's been taken over by flies. I have no pets, no standing waters. There is a small flower bed. What could be causing this?
Well, it really depends on the species of fly. That's going to tell us a whole lot. So definitely if we could get a sample from her, we could really help her out with that. But one of the things is, you know, different types of filth flies, they'll breed in, in a garbage container. They'll grass clippings, things of that nature. Your next door neighbor could have a lot of dog poop in its yard. There's a lot of things. And so it might be a nice shaded area that they're hanging out in on your yard. So you can get the little hanging fly traps for a backyard. Those work well.
And that's what you would use to trap them to send to you?
No. Just smack one or...
Smack one.
Smack one or grab one, but that's a good method. And, you know, those old-fashioned sticky things that unroll and hang down for flies are very effective. Most people don't like how they look, but they do work.
Our final one, Terry writes in and says, I want to seal my house. We've lived in it for 8 years, and it seems to be the insects inside get more and more and more and more. And I want to keep them out. How can I seal it up? There's a lot of things to do and not to do when sealing. Curtis?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the main places, starting with looking at the doors, is your weather stripping in good shape? If it's not, get it replaced properly so your doors is tight as possible. One. Two, the lip of the stucco where the J-trim is. You don't want to seal up the entire thing with all the holes, but where the J-trim is supposed to meet the foundation, if there's a gap there, you know, putting a little bead of caulk there will help. Also, making sure any intrusion on the outside of the house, like where the AC pipe comes in or the cable wiring or the plumbing chases, make sure those are sealed up.
And that's part of a service Blue Sky does?
We can help with that.
Now, the one thing is not the weep holes underneath the stucco.
Yeah, you don't want to do that because those actually allow the house to breathe and the moisture to be released.
Very good. Thank you very much. That wraps it up.